Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. I'm Eddie Crow, halfway through tonight, two more hours, give or take, of Crotopia. 866-391-1020 if you'd like to text, or if you'd like to call. A lot of discussion about disease. Don't touch them candidates, they got disease. I asked you last week, what's going to happen with political campaigns and rallies and stuff? Big crowds. Everybody's freaking out. Can't be in a big crowd. Very good friend of mine. Earlier today, we were texting back and forth. And he is a perfectly, seemingly rational, calm, well-adjusted, middle management type. And he was bummed out. He said, I normally go to the home show. I'm not going. Why? No, it's coronavirus. Okay, but that's going on, and I asked last week, how is it going to be addressed with all of the political rallies that will be happening and continue to happen? Well, just being reported now, the American Conservative Union, you know, they had that CPAC, that Conservative Political Action Conference, the thing that they have every year, the CPAC. Who got disinvited this year? Was it Mitt Romney? Somebody got disinvited, whatever. Well, somebody that attended the CPAC has tested positive for the coronavirus. Okay, go. The patient in question was exposed to the virus before attending the conference and was tested for the disease, confirmed as positive today. Patients currently in quarantine where they were tested. They were tested in New Jersey. The conference people say the patient did not make contact with the president or the vice president and did not attend events in the main hall. Could that person have attended events with somebody that did? Yeah. 866-391-1020. KDKARadio.com if you'd like to email. Phone and text is really the way to go. Bobby in Greensburg. Bobby, thank you for waiting on me, sir. I appreciate it. Hi.
Hi, Eddie. Enjoying the show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to put my two cents in about the corona thing. Mm-hmm. And not the beer, the virus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is important. We have a little window. I've done quite a bit of reading on it. To keep this thing from spreading. Because if it does start to, build momentum as far as the spread goes, there will be a lot of people that get it, and quite a few more than would get the flu, get seriously ill. And, you've probably heard about vaccines are a year away, maybe even more than a year away, and antivirals possibly might come quicker.
I didn't think vaccines did anything for viruses anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm flashing back to a really unpleasant time that I had studying college biology and microbiology. I didn't like it. It didn't like me, but we tolerated each other. Yeah.
They actually have two vaccines already started in clinical trials, but they take like a year, at least a year to get through the trials. If they're successful, it'll be great. But we have to get there. We got to knock this thing down, keep it from spreading until that happens.
Well, let me ask you this, James. I want to ask you something. Are you changing how you live your life because of this?
Yes, I am. Number one, I have, the Purell in my car, in the sleeve of my door.
Okay.
I use it after I get in my car. I use it before I go somewhere. And I keep the Sani wipes handy as well.
So, in general, you're embracing hygiene.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My hands are actually, they're on the verge of getting chapped. And I have a concern. I have an elderly parent I care for. I sure don't want them to get it off me.
Right.
That's one of my main concerns. I would live, maybe not so stringent of a life change if it wasn't for that. But still, from what I'm hearing, each and everybody has a responsibility to keep this thing from spreading this year. It will be well worth the sacrifices if we can keep it from spreading.
Well, now, but James, you just said, but how big are the sacrifices? It doesn't sound like it's a major lifestyle change to, be less gross, basically, for all of us.
Boy, I hear you there. And there's other preventive measures we can do as well. I watched that David Muir thing last night. But before that, I did some reading, and exercise has a immunization benefit to it. A moderate aerobic exercise.
Right.
Has not strenuous, aggressive, but I've read a couple clinical studies, and they both said moderate aerobic exercise, not greater than 4 times a week, will boost your immune system.
Absolutely, it does.
And I don't hear anybody talking about that measure that we could all take.
Yeah, but dude, that's because it's easier to go fist fight somebody in an aisle at Walmart than it is to do 50 sit-ups. That's why you don't hear that much. What you say is exactly correct. Fitness is a massive, massive benefit when it comes to fighting infection and fighting disease. And when you get a disease handling, or a virus, your body can handle it better. Absolutely. But you say, well, why aren't people talking about that? The exact reason I gave you. If somebody says, oh my God, first off, you're dealing with people, some people, the ones that are freaking out. Be honest with me. The ones that are really freaking out and getting in fist fights in the Purell aisle by the pharmacy and the Walmart, do those people seem, at least on the surface, like they're fitness buffs?
I wouldn't think so. No.
There you go, buddy. It's way easier to fist fight in stretch pants than it is to lose weight and not lean stretch pants. He's exactly right. Moderate exercise, sunlight. All of those things. He's right. But to say, why aren't people talking about that? It's easier to get into a fist fight to get some hand sanitizer. Hi, Mr. Crow, says the text. You said you talked something about Kentucky, or was it Tennessee? Floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, the end of the world. Follow the yellow brick road. It was Alabama. But I'll follow the yellow brick road up until the flying monkeys, and then I'm out. KDK Radio. AM 1020, it's KDKA. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. You can call, you can text. Wipe your hands. Don't touch your face. I say that as I'm scratching my nose. It doesn't matter. I don't know if you've ever been in a radio station. I'm not going to say they're the grossest places ever. But you got a whole lot of people pressing a whole lot of the same buttons and spitting into a lot of the same microphones. And the only thing more gross than a microphone at a radio station is the couch in a bathroom. That's it. This text says, Crow, what? You're a Trump hater. Just like Mangino and McIntyre and the rest of KDK haters. You should listen to Wendy Bell's show. All right, well, number one, I do. Number two, you just named one dude that hadn't been here for at least 3 or 4 months. Eddie, more people will choke to death over food this year than die of this virus. Get your head out of your beep. All right, well, you know what? Call Wall Street and tell them that and see if that money reappears, bruh. I'm not freaking out. I'm telling you, freaking out is going to occur. But, you know, thanks for playing. More people are going to die over food, choking to death. All right. I bet the Dow Industrial Average don't give a tinker's damn about them. 866-391-1020 or kdkaradio.com. And I don't hate nobody. I've hated three people in my life, and I found it exhausting, and I found all three people not worthy of the effort. Eric in Green Tree. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Eddie. I just want to say that it's the same old dance, just a different tune.
Okay.
I lived in D.C. in the early 80s.
Okay.
And the beginning of the AIDS epidemic, when HIV was discovered as the virus that causes AIDS,
mm-hmm.
and it's decimated and stigmatized an entire segment of the population for decades.
Well, I think it still does. And if you want an example of that still having a lasting effect, look at Mike Pence's reaction to the AIDS epidemic in the Midwest when he was the governor of the state of Indiana.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time to get all fluttery about all this stuff.
It's exhausting to be ticked off all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you changing how you live your life? Are you not going to go somewhere that you were going to go?
No, I don't like being around. I don't like being around people to begin with. So
right on. That's you and me. Well, no, I'm not going to that crowd. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, "Oh, thank God." Eric, I appreciate you calling. I'm not saying it's a massive deal. I'm saying people that are in positions of great thought are freaking out because of the economic impact, and that is absolutely happening. The first estimate I've seen is the airlines are going to lose like $110 million because ain't nobody going nowhere. And if you have a job, let's say at the arena, and there's an event that's now not going to be happening, well, then you might as well not have a job at the arena until those events come back. That's the freak out. Julia in Turtle Creek. Julia, thank you for calling. You're on KDKA.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
The first one, no one's talking about the homeless. How is this going to affect them?
It's going to spread like it spreads in any other population. And I can be, and I'm going to listen, I'm going to say something and it's going to sound harsh and I don't mean it to. And it breaks my heart that what I'm about to tell you is what I believe, because I don't want to believe it, but I believe it. There are a whole lot of people that are going to be in line first to get sorted out with this before the homeless are given any chance to line up.
Oh,
you know, I mean, that's just, that's, if we don't care about the homeless any more than we do to let them live the way they live, this isn't going to cause somebody to suddenly care about the homeless.
Oh, my.
And what's your other question? I didn't mean to depress you with my answer. I'm sorry.
No. That's true. That's true. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we've had over the years, I'm going to give you a number. I might be wrong.
All right.
We've had at least 15 viruses. And all these viruses are in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will this kill the population?
Well, that's
the body
what we were.
Has so many viruses in it.
But the virus isn't. The virus. A virus lying dormant in your body is not the same as a virus that mutates. When it mutates, it's not the same. Your body's used to it if it's been in your body the whole time and ain't nothing changed about it. It's mm-hmm. when the cells change that it can start causing problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I remember that from class.
Very good. I enjoy your show.
Do you believe they pay me to sit here and do this?
Yes, you're worth every dime and probably another quarter.
That's right. Julie, I'm hanging up, and I am instantly going to the recorder, and I'm saving what you just said, and I'm going to put it on a loop and play it in the speaker system all over this building. This says, your show has become one big fat... Oh, I didn't get what you were saying. What would you do for a show and personality if you didn't have the president to complain about? When did I complain about the president? I didn't. I complained about your previous text bitching that I was complaining about the president when I wasn't even talking about the president. Snowflake much? Jesus, Murphy. I can't believe you, well, you didn't complain, but I bet you were thinking it. Yeah. If I'm thinking it, I'll say it. 866-391-1020. Bitch about stuff I say. I'm fine with that. I made my peace with that a long time ago. I learned a long time ago. No matter what, if you say something, somebody's going to disagree. And not only is that okay, that's good. That's good for, you know, me not getting bored, and that's good for me hearing a rebuttal, having to think about what I think. That's good. But don't bitch about something I haven't said yet. It reflects poorly on you and possibly, you know, you taking the wrong meds at the wrong time of day. Well, you're just like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Anytime a text starts with a generalization, you've already lost me. You've already lost me, because it's like when you get a message on Facebook, you get a message and you look at it and it says, hi, what's your name? Or tell me more about yourself. Like, yeah, it's not even a person. When you get a message and you look at it and the first thing is all of you this or all of you that or you're a this or you're a that. No, I'm not. Okay, and to say I hate the president, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. I will say this now that you brought it up with your text. When a grown-up's meeting a little boy whose entire family died in a tornado, I don't expect the grown-up to keep carrying on a conversation about what it was like to get carried around by the tornado. You have derangement syndrome, says the text. Hopeless. Nah, maybe not. As soon as those prescription drug prices drop down, maybe I'll have a chance to work on it. You know what? Before I said it's animals, at this point, let it be bugs. 866-391-1020 or KDKA Radio. Hi, Eddie. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but If you are a Bible-believing individual, you will read in passages in the Bible where God destroyed the earth with water. He promised that he would not do it again. He promised in his rainbow. The follow-up was fire, right? The follow-up was fire. This text says, why do you involve the president and his staff in this show? Because the president and his staff are in charge of a response to an epidemic that's affecting the economy of the entire planet. Any other questions? No? I'll wait. Well, what's the president got to do with this? They're the ones that are addressing this, or not so much. That's why. Crow, says the text. The death rate from the virus may be relatively low, but who wants to get sick or be quarantined for 2 weeks? Oh, I like the people on the cruise ship outside of San Francisco going in circles right now. I'm sure those people thought their cruise would be over and they're scheduled to be back at work. It just messes up pretty much everything in the economic supply chain, especially considering the origin of the virus and the origin of a metric crap load of products, both being the same place, China. Amy, you will be first after I get the news. Ron, you will be after Amy. This text, Crow, what's a tinker's dam? I'll explain that again, too. Deranged! Toys in the Attic, KDK Radio. AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. I promise, before the night is over, I'll do my darndest to do my duty to say something that will annoy you. But until I do, don't get preemptively bent. Wait. You're not supposed to boo until the villain comes on stage. 866-391-1020. And talking about the administration and talking about the president, it is relevant because the administration and the president is who is at the forefront to deal with the coronavirus situation, epidemic, economic fallout. It ain't because of who it is. It's because of what the gig is. It's like daring me. Well, I bet you want, you talk crap. Okay, well, now I'm gonna. We're talking about the disease or the virus or the fact that people are freaking out. A doctor called earlier and compared the numbers, what we know about the coronavirus, to what we know about the flu every year. As far as people getting sick and numbers and people dying and bodies, the flu's way, way, way worse. But the reason it's absolutely newsworthy is because of the effect that it has on the world economy. And that's part of what the administration was, they said flat out, that was a concern. When an economic advisor to the administration goes on television and intimates, maybe a couple billion people, million people here, that'd probably help the economy. That is a topic. And when you have friends that make a living at venues and those venues aren't hosting events because of this, then it's a topic that hits home because it's about money. And that's starting to happen. I'll explain Tinker's Dam in a second. Amy in the car. Thank you for being patient. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Hey, I'm kind of glad I stayed on the phone. I wasn't sure if my topic was relevant. It does have to do with COVID, but my son has autism and he's very brilliant. He's like a normal 15-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Up for the fact that he is flipping out, losing his mind, going crazy with this the news, and he's really afraid.
Oh, he's become fixated on that.
Yeah, he can't. If I have the flu, the boy's three rooms away,
mm-hmm.
and he's not coming near me until I'm done. But I tried to get him to watch that 2020 special last night with me, and it scared him more. But mm-hmm. I was wondering now, you said it's on the news because of the economic impact. I wonder if that would make him feel better.
Well, now let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a question. And Amy, it's none of my business at all, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And you know your son, you know your kid better than anyone. Yes. I do have a background with Spectrum stuff, okay? I'm not going to get into it, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. What's he going to handle better? People freaking out about the COVID, the virus, or the number of people that die? Because you and I both know, if you tell him, oh, well, the flu actually kills many more people, first thing he's going to do is go look up those numbers, okay?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know if he will. He just might. I don't think he will.
It would be which is going to startle him less, the fact that many more people die from this other thing no one's freaking out about, or is it going to soothe him that way bigger issues go on every day and people aren't freaking out about that?
I'm not sure.
Well, you know what?
Him off the TV.
Ask him.
Yeah. I will
ask him, and I know, and I know that singular obsessive focus that can show up about a topic, particularly a topic that it regenerates the stress and the twitch, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Whatever you, I wouldn't begin to tell you how to handle it. That's your child, and you know your child, and you know your spectrum, all of that, way better than I ever could. But for me, there was compare and contrast did work for me. But this is a weird one. Say, oh, no, don't freak out about this, because this over here is way scarier and no one freaks out about that. In my mind, it depends on what gets grabbed. That way more people are having problems because of that thing. That way more people are having problems because of that thing and no one notices. Or does that... I hope you call back. But ask Ron and Ambridge. Hi, Ron.
Eddie Crowe.
Hey, man.
When's the last time you watched a movie about infectious disease with a good ending?
I don't... Is there anything that ends up with a good ending with infectious disease?
Sure it does.
Like what?
The whole movie.
What movie?
Well, you want to know the name of the movie, or you want some hints about it?
Well, it's a movie where after the infectious pandemic world, it ends up better?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to guess Silent Running just because the plants got saved?
Nope.
What?
I'll give you a hint. It starts with a monkey and it ends with a monkey.
Oh, Planet of the Apes, right?
No, that's not any of it. No.
Well, you're right.
Black and white little monkey. I'm giving you hints here. And it's about 30 years ago, I can see, I think. It's on a VCR tape.
Okay.
I'll give you the exact date. But Morgan Freeman worked in it. Dustin Hoffman. Donald Friedman.
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman, yeah.
I have no idea. Now I'm picturing Ratso Rizzo, and I know that ain't it.
Well, wait a minute. It's Reno Russo. Rini Russo, that's a woman, I guess.
Okay, Rene Russo.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So, starts with the face of a little black and white monkey.
Uh-huh.
And then it's on an army camp somewhere.
Okay.
Next thing you know is a plane comes and drops a bomb on this camp and incinerates everything.
Yeah.
Then the next scene is it's present day and you're in a hospital in Fort Detrick, Maryland somewhere.
Is it The Strain?
Nope.
What is it?
Oh, this is a good movie. You got to watch it.
What's the name of the movie?
Called Out to Break.
Out to Break.
Yeah, Outbreak.
Okay.
Outbreak.
Yeah. All right. Ron, I will watch it. I love Rene Russo. Oh, I think she's dreaming. But Dustin Hoffman? All right, well, that would be the one. I will watch it, Ron. I've never in my life, I've never seen a movie where disease and pestilence shows up and it ends well. Now, Logan's Run, I guess it ended well. Logan and the blonde chick escaped and they found Peter Ustinov and all his cats. This text, I want to update you on the Bible text. Don't want to be the bearer of bad news. If you're a Bible-believing individual, you'll read passages. Bible, God destroyed the earth with water. He said he wouldn't do it again. The promise is his rainbow. He also said the Lord will not destroy the earth by water, but will destroy it by fire. I believe that a great many of us will be destroyed by a combination of disease, famine, and war. What is it good for? Just read your Bible, says the text. It's like Prego. It's in there. Well, you get any? I can't give you partial credit for three different answers. The question at the top of the show is, what do you think is going to be the final demise of the human race? Is it going to be disease? Is it going to be nuclear weapons? Thank you, George Bush, for that pronunciation. Is it going to be coordinated animal overthrow? But you kind of picked, you know, you got disease in there and famine. And yes, I am aware of what's going on with the locust. Crow, why do you judge those who have corona? They have rights to spread it as they wish. Are you pre-dudeist? I don't even know what that means. What do I have against corona? The people, why do I judge those who have corona? You mean the virus? I don't. If you're holding a beer, yes, I will judge you. It's swill. Crow, didn't the zombies from World War Z start out with some kind of virus? Just saying, right on, man. Zombies. Shaun of the Dead. In Chicago, Ace Hardware Show, Consumer Electronics Show, Houseware Shows, all canceled. There's stuff getting canceled literally on an hour-by-hour basis. Right before I came in, the Women's World Hockey Championships got canceled. Earlier today, I saw the big music festival, South by Southwest, got canceled. I know a couple people that make their living working festivals, and they are straight up freaking out because what they had penciled in as their summer of work, they're worried about if there's any reason to show up. That is why it is a worldwide concern. Should it be a worldwide concern because people are dying of a virus? Yes. Is it more readily and quickly a worldwide concern because of the stock market? Yes. I had totally forgotten about zombies. I apologize for not including that on the list. You know what it is? It's the crow moon coming up. It's got me all flibbertigibbet. As promised, after this, I will explain what a tinker's dam is, unless I forget or get busy again. KDK Radio. AM 1020, KDK Radio. It is the voice of Pittsburgh. Your thoughts about what's going on with the coronavirus? Is it affecting how you go about your day? Me? No. Friend of mine? Yeah, he was going to go to the Home and Garden Show. And like, nope, crowds, can't do it. Can't do it. All right. This text says, I believe that the earth will purge itself by allowing man to destroy themselves with a combination of pestilence, famine, and war. Hey, those are good options. Trying to sort out, you know, what's going to do it. It's unsettling. I understand. There's a disease, and it doesn't matter what disease. What's unsettling in part is how freaked out we are about this new thing when we don't annually freak out about this other thing that kills way more people, that being the flu. That's unsettling. Not that there's a disease or there's a virus or you could get sick. but rather that everybody could freak out so bad because somebody might get sick. Especially when you do compare the numbers so far, what we know of the coronavirus compared to the flu every year. Way more people get sick with the flu. Way more people, up to this point, die from the flu. 4,000 New Yorkers are under quarantine. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 105,000 people in 88 countries have been infected. At least 3,500 have died out of the 105,000. Most in China, South Korea, and Italy and Iran are the most confirmed cases behind China. 401 is at least this, and this is changing by the hour. 401 cases in the United States. And you say, oh my God, that's so many. Man, there are 330 million people that live here. I promise you, there are way more than 401 cases of other creepier stuff walking around and sniffling in amongst the populace. In the United States right now, they've said 21 people have died. More than 58,000 have totally recovered. Utah and Hawaii now have confirmed cases. PA does. Quarantine hotel in China collapses. It's a state of emergency in New York. And now, Tinker's Dam. Do you know what a tinker was? Way back, before the malls, before towns, before, you know, the door-to-door wagon traveling store, the tinker. He would have everything. Think of the stuff that you would get from like an old Sears catalog, but way before the Sears catalog. That was a dude that would show up going door to door in the country to sell you stuff. Need linens? Got it in a wagon. Need pots and pans? Got it in a wagon. One of the things that a tinker did was to repair cookware. And keep in mind, again, this is back wagon time, a cooking pot was basically a stamped out piece of tin. It wasn't Farberware, okay? A tinker's dam was the patch that the tinker would come up with whatever he had in the wagon, to patch the hole in the pots and pans. And they were notorious for not working. That is what a tinker's dam. It was what they used to patch the holes in the pots and pans that they probably sold the homesteader the last time they went through. That's what it is. Becky in Spring Church. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Eddie. Hey, I think that the reason why there's so much concern with this COVID-19 is because it's unlike the flu. It's out of the ordinary, and it's something we've never seen before. And most importantly, it came from China, and everybody thinks that China's out to get us and ruin our economy, ruin our health system, everything.
Well, it ruins their economy as much as anybody else's.
It does, but they don't care about their people over there. That's kind of obvious.
So you think they'll let some of their people die if in the long run it benefits their country over other countries?
I mean, they use people for experimentation anyway. I mean, the jails and everything that they have over there, the prisons and stuff, it's... Their people are...
So do we.
Well, yeah, but I don't think we experiment on our people as much as they do.
Are you familiar... This is going to be a weird reference. Are you familiar with a musical by the name of Thing Fish?
No.
Okay. All right, as far as experimenting and special pharmaceuticals and prisoners and all that, we've done that a long time too, but check out Thing Fish, and I'm not even going to try to explain it. It is a musical, more of a rock opera kind of play, but it is about what happens to a prisoner after being in a program like that, sort of. Mm-hmm. But we've done that. I'm not saying bad as them at all, but those programs exist in the United States also.
Well, I know, but it just seems like they're a lot more, I don't know, destructive over there.
I think they are more willing to put people, their citizens, second over their national ideology. Absolutely.
Well, because they have no freedoms over there anyway, and and that's what I think. But I really think that the world's going to be a combo situation. It's going to be a virus or a bug, and then we're going to end it up with a war. That's, you know, just do it up real good.
So the virus will start the end, and the war will be the Zambelli finale at the end.
Yeah.
All right. Don't you want animals to get together and take over, at least for a little bit?
Well, I think they would win, the animals, because they're probably a lot smarter.
They're going to hide until it's over and come out like Keith Richards. Yeah.
They can foretell what's going to happen anyway.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. What happens right before the storms hit? The dogs get up under the porch. That's exactly right.
Very smart. Yeah.
Becky, thank you for calling. Yeah, I just want the animals to get together once and say, all right, seriously, do we need to turn this planet around? 866-391-1020 if you'd like to call or if you would like to text. I have two different people. You guys realize when you send me text, well, we'll talk about it in the next hour. It'll be spicy. KDK Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.